My whole life has been intertwined with our native language, with nature itself, with music. And it was only natural that I would use the whole lot when it came to being given an offer in television. I had done radio programmes prior to that. Once television began, I started on television in a spot programme called Broadsheet, which was Frank Hall's programme. It was a magazine programme. It used to go out every day. And then I was asked to do a spot on something to do with game, because I was working in a fishing and shooting shop. Not that I was selling guns at the beginning there, but then later on I was. And so then I was asked to suggest a script or a script for a series on traditional music for television. And I had a friend called Gerrit van Gelderen, who was Dutch, a good naturalist and a good illustrator of wildlife. So I said to Gerrit that I had been asked to do a series on traditional music. And of course, he nearly lost the head. He said, "We do one on nature, we do one on nature. We do a wildlife series." So we sat down that evening and talked about it, and came up with this idea for a pilot programme. So the series actually began in studio, because having had some years previously, having had a pet shop, I knew anybody that had a pet within an ass's roar of the television station, and I could borrow the animals just for a morning while we were doing the programme. So that's how that started. And then I really wanted to get the programme out of RTE altogether. Gerrit had a Bolex camera in the pawn shop, which he took out. And he had taken some film in the past. I hadn't. But eventually I bought a camera. I didn't know anything about taking pictures, but I just learned. So that's where it began. And of course, we began to film whatever we could around the countryside. And people were used to seeing programmes shot by BBC in Africa and in other faraway places. And they were seeing nothing of their own wildlife. And for the first time, our own wildlife was then being poured into kitchens and drawing rooms around the countryside. And the reaction was absolutely wonderful. We used to get bags of letters asking about this, that and the other. And so that's how it actually developed. And from going from the black and white to colour. And what we wanted to show was what we had in the country, the beauty of the countryside, the wildlife that lived in it, and how we could help in helping to conserve it. And we weren't a bit slow about showing things that we didn't agree with. And we had no political tie-ups with anybody. We were independent filmmakers, and there weren't many of those around. There weren't any in the beginning. And so we were getting the message across. And even during this time, the demand for information was so great that I even put a group of film strips together so the teachers could use them in the classroom. I mean, there were stills, but they were nevertheless useful for the teachers, because they could work the little projector just by hand, just showing stills, and there would be a booklet along with it. So it covered a very wide variety of subjects in wildlife. And also, because I had Pat Hayes working with me, the sound man, we were able to use sounds. And instead of just shoving in records of music, I was able to use natural sounds. Eventually, I had the programme out completely out of RTE, and I was actually dubbing it in my own studio with Pat doing the dubbing. So after that, then, Gerrit wanted to go on his own, and we both kind of split, and he went in one direction using a title that he used all the time for all his programmes, called To the Waters and the Wild, which people continue to mix up with my series. But I had done lots of different kinds of programmes with lots of different names, so people don't necessarily remember what the names are. Whereas if you're only stuck with one name, you'll remember the name. You mightn't remember anything about the film. So that's the way it actually developed. So there is a wide variety of Irish wildlife. We went overseas for some of the programmes as well, but it is mostly wildlife, and I film for the BBC and for ITV and Welsh television and Scottish television and that kind of thing. So that's actually what the collection includes.